Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back. Today's Daf Yomi is Ksuba is Daf Pei Beis. We are holding on the 8th line from the top of the Amud. Hahu Gavra, we are picking off where we left off yesterday. A Yavam, when he does Yivam to the Yivama, he will now inherit all of his departed brother's assets, all of the Nechasim of Reuven, who passed away childless, get transferred to Shimon upon doing Yibam to Rachel, Reuven's almana. The halacha is that all those assets coming from Reuven to Shimon by way of Yibam are committed to her ksuba payout, which basically means that Shimon, even though he inherits all of his departed brother's assets by way of his doing Yivam, but he must hold on to them. He can use them, but he cannot sell them because they are Mishubat for his wife, the Yivama's Ksuba Payat. What happens if he actually sold B'di'evit? Rav Yosef says, no deal. And Abaye disagreed. He said, B'di'evit, it's okay. Says the Gemara, Hahu Gavra. There was this fellow, D'naf Lola Yivama, B'mata Machasya. He had a Yivama waiting for his Yivam in Mata Machasya, in that town. He was the oldest brother who was meant to do the Yivam. Bo Achva Lemifsla Begita Minei. So his younger brother wanted to invalidate this potential Yivam by way of giving the Yivama a get. So he was a younger brother who was not really, you know, the primary candidate for doing Yibam. So he goes ahead, or he wanted to go ahead and make the Yivam apostle upon his older brother by way of giving her a get, as we learned in Maseches Yivamas, if the Yavam gives her a get, it's like Chalitza, makes her apostle for Yibam. This way, his older brother cannot do Yibam. Amarle, his older brother turns to him, and he says, what's the problem? My Daitich, what are you concerned about? Why are you getting in the way of my Yibam? You're concerned about money? Imishum nichsi? You're concerned that I'm going to take over all of our departed brother's assets? Well, no problem. We'll make a deal. Ano b'nichsi palig nalach. I will take the nechasim and split it evenly with you, 50-50. Don't worry. This way you'll have no loss. Amar lei. So the younger brother turns to him and he says, Mr. Afina, I'm concerned of this be. You're going to do with me, k'da'avid, just like that fellow did. K'da'avid Pumpadisa Ramah, like that crooked fellow from Pumpadisa yesterday, who did the same deal with his brother, and then turned around and reconsidered. Went back on the deal. Rashi brings from several Gemaras that the fellows in Pumpadisa were not the straightest people. So I can't trust you with anything. Amar lei. So older brother turns to him and says, okay, I understand. But I will guarantee this deal. Ibois, if you want, plug lech mahashto. I'll make a kinyan and commit myself right now that eventually, after the Yivam, I will give you half the nechasim. This will be a legally binding transaction by way of the kinyan that we will make now. I am personally committing myself to carry out this deal later on. So does it work? Omar Mar Baravash Afagav Tchi Asr Rav Dimi. So although we have a precedent to this type of case from a similar halach, Rav Dimi came. Omar Rav Yechanan, he says in the name of Rav Yechanan. Can a person make a kinyan now and have it sort of a time delay on it? Have it implemented later on. Reuven turns to Shimon and he says, Leich u'mashech parazu. Go ahead and do a kinyan mashech on this cow right now with a condition. When are you going to actually acquire this para? In 30 days' time. So it's a tanai. It's a condition which is tacked on to the kinyan which is happening now. It works. La'achar lamad yom kana. He will be kinyan when 30 days are up. Afilu medes ba'agam. even if it so happens that the animal is not sitting in the seller's property or the buyer's property, it's sitting in a swamp. So even though it's not sitting in the buyer's property, sitting in some random place, it doesn't matter because the kinyan was already made 30 days prior. I would think perhaps the case with the yavam is similar to that case. I'm committing now to a kinyan, which will happen later, after I do the yivam. No, there's a big difference. You know why? Hasam b'yaday. In the case of the para, it is within the ability, it's in the hands of the seller. He has the ability to sell it right now. So just as he can sell it now, he can do a kinyan now and have that kinyan be activated in 30 days. Hachala b'yaday. As opposed to our case, a yavam may not sell. He cannot sell. In fact, the Gemara soon will paskin that if a yavam sells his brother's assets, the contract is null and void. So being that he cannot sell it now, he cannot go ahead and make this sort of delayed arrangement either. And Rashi points out, well, if he can't sell, period, then there's no discussion. The Chiddush is, even if you work with a Shita, a Bayis Shita, technically, if he actually was Miyabim, got the properties and sold it off, the sale is valid, even if you go with that opinion, still, currently speaking, at this early moment before Yivam, it's not B'yaday to sell. He doesn't have anything to sell. It's not like the Pura that he owns, that he doesn't own his brother's property until he does the Yivam, so he can't go ahead and make this arrangement. Says the Gemara, okay, we lay that to rest. And the fellow from Matam Macha, it didn't work. But we're going to have a kasha within Rabbi Yechanan himself. Because we just said that according to Rabbi Yechanan, you could sell a para in this fashion. Do the kinyan now, be kinyan later. V'chi yasa Ravin, Amar Rabbi Yechanan. But when Ravin came, he quoted Rabbi Yechanan otherwise. Loikani, you cannot do that. Make a mashiach now and be kinyan in 30 days doesn't work. It appears to be a contradiction within Rabbi Yechanan himself. Does it work or not? Lekasha, the answer is like this. Hod Amar Leknima Achshav. He says, look, make a kinyan now, and in 30 days' time, you will have the kinyan retroactively, starting from today, from the first of the 30 days. So, in that case, it works. But when he didn't say kinyan achshav, he says, make the kinyan now, and you'll actually be kinyan in 30 days' time going forward. That doesn't work. Because he didn't make a kinyan at the end of 30 days. So, in the first case, it works. Because he said, me achshav. In the second case, not. But again, this has nothing to do with the yivama and the yavam. In that case, it doesn't work at all. Because, as we explained, it's not b'yaday. It's not within his ability. It's not within his kayach to make a kinyan at this premature state. Let's go back to the basic halacha. Can a yavam sell his departed brother's nechasim? They asked Ula the following question. Suppose yavam, he did a yivam, he was actually miyavam, yivim ba'achak achilik, and then he gave away, he divided, perhaps with his brothers, he gave away some of the assets. Those assets which came to him from his departed brother, which are really meant to be committed and mishubad to ensure the yavam's ksuba payment. Mau, what is the halacha? Answer is, le'asav le'klum, worthless. He has no ability to sell it. It's meshuba to the ksuba. What if chilek v'achakach yivim? First he gave the stuff away, and then he decided to do yivim. Mahu. What is the halacha in that case? Well, it seems pretty simple. In the first case, it doesn't work. Of course, in this case, he doesn't have access to the properties yet before yivim. In any case, it was posed as a question. Mahu, what is the halacha? Le'asav le'klum, once again, same answer, it doesn't work. Mask of l'raf sheshes. Why even discuss the second case? Hash to Yivim. V'achka chilik. If in the first case where it was post Yivim, he did Yivim and then tries to give away the Nechasim, you tell me, Le'osav Le'klum, it doesn't work, even though he already acquired those properties. Well, it's Meshubat, he can't give it away. Chilik v'achka chilik. Is there any need to speak about giving it away and then doing Yivam, that it doesn't work? He doesn't even have access to those properties yet. Why even discuss it? Answers the Gemara, you're right. These two halachas, these two cases were not taught, you know, one after the other in the Beis HaMedrash. In which case, you know, it would be pretty obvious. The second halacha is obvious once you know the first one. Rather, it was in response to a story. Shnei Masam Havu. These two responses were responses to incidents that happened. So one question was asked, and then another in response to a story that actually happened. And in both cases, the answer was negative. Ki osu ravn, amr shlokish, ben yivim vachach chilek, ben chilek vachach yivim, osu leklum, it doesn't work, and that's the halacha, vilchatsu leosu leklum. Continues the Gemara. Vachacham, I'm in Paris, I'm a chabarim lakakash alay. So Reuven passes away childless. Rachel the Yivama is waiting for Yibam with Shimon. There are some properties coming off Reuven's assets with peiros that are still unpicked, still growing. The Mishnah seems to say any peiros that are still in the ground belong to Shimon. The Yavam asks the Gemara, "Am I why? Why would that be so?" All of Reuven's, the departed brother's properties, his property is unpicked fruit, whatever is there, is all part of his estate. They're achroin, they're arvoin, they're responsible, they're meant as guarantors, so to speak, luksubasa. For Rachel's ksuba, Shimon doesn't own these things. Amrish lakish, tini shalom, we revise the gears instead of shalom, it's shalom, you're right. It's meant for her to back up her ksuba. The Mishnah continues, Kansa, once Shimon does Yivam with Rachel, Harik Ishtosh is considered his wife. So what's the point of saying that? Two halachas. Om Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Loimar, this tells us, Shemegar Shebeget, firstly, after Yivam he decides to separate, he gives her a get, as opposed to doing Chalitza. Chalitza is no longer applicable once he does Yivam. Now she's a regular wife. Who gets divorced via a get? Number one. Number two, umachzira. Should he divorce after the Yivam, he can retake her. Asks the Gemara, Megar shebeget pshita. Do you need to tell me that he divorces through a get? Why would I think otherwise? Answer is yes. Ma'od etema, perhaps I would say, V'yivma amar achmana. Pasuk says that the Yavam does Yivam. L'kacha lo'y l'isha v'yivma. Perhaps that tells us, Va'adain yivuvmin harishayim aleo. Right? V'yivma amar achmana tells you that even after Yivam, she's still considered, she's labeled a Yivama. And therefore, letiski lo beget, ela b'chalitza. If he wants to divorce, again, is not sufficient. You need to do chalitza like a regular Yivama. Kamash b'lon, the chiddush is no. And Rashi explains, because the pasuk adds the word le'isha, or lukacha le'isha, to tell you that we consider her like a regular wife going forward. The next halacha was machzira. After Yivam, he divorces, he can retake her. Pshita, why not? Now, the tema, perhaps I would say. Mitzvah deram rachman alei, avda, the mitzvah that the pasuk applied to the Yavam, he fulfilled it. He did the Yivam. Now, decides to separate. Okay, she's back, an ashes ach. In fact, she was an erva to begin with. She was married to his brother. Vashta, and going forward, take him aleo b'isir shesach. We should consider her usher to him, a ganeshus ach. He cannot retake her. Kamash v'lan, the chiddush is no. We're not concerned he can retake her. V'emel chenami. Well, how do you know that's true? Maybe, in fact, this svara is correct. He can't take her back. Amakro. That's why the pasuk says, l'kach alay le'isha. The process of Yibam makes her his wife. Once he acquires her through Yibam, she's considered his wife for all practical purposes. Now, Tosis points out, there was no room to even think that a Yavam with a Yavama can only live together a short period after the mitzvah. He has to separate. No question about that. Tosis says, it's a svara. A Torah didn't mean do Yivam and divorce right away. So that's readily understood that he can stay living with her as long as he wants. But once he divorces, perhaps that's a whole new starts a whole new slate. Who's to say he can retake her? Pasuk tells you, yeah, she's a regular wife. He can retake her. Ubalvad shetehik suvasa anichse bala rishon. There's one difference. Typically, a husband commits to his wife's ksuba, but not a yavam. She collects from Reuven's properties. My time of why? Isha hiknu lo min hashamayim. Answer is, she's not the yavam's wife. She was granted to him min hashamayim. It's a shidduch made in heaven. So why is Shimon responsible? He says, look, I'm not responsible for this. And therefore, she must collect from Reuven's properties. But he plays backup. V'ileslam rishon. If there are no assets available from Reuven, islam isheni, then Shimon has to back it up and secure the ksuba. Why? Kedei shaloi tehei kalabein of leitzio. We don't want him to take this marriage lightly and divorce her with ease. So if there's nothing from Reuven, he has to commit to the ksuba payat, which will make it more difficult for him to just let go of her. Mishnah continues. Lo yoymar lo harei ksuba seich. So, a husband, let's say the yavam, he shouldn't be designating, you know, monies for the ksuba. Rather, everything that he has from Reuven is mishubot for the ksuba. And the Mishnah continues, v'chein, this is back on the payment base, v'chein, likewise, any husband and wife should not be doing this type of arrangement. Look, this is your ksuba, and now, you know, I'm taking everything else and selling and buying, and they're not committed to your ksuba. You shouldn't do that. My v'chein. Why does the Mishnah have to add all the same halacha that applies to a yavam applies to a regular husband and wife? Well, why would I think that a regular wife is worse off than a yavam, than a yavam? Answers the Gemara, Ma'od, the Tema, perhaps I would think there's a difference. Hasam, by a regular yavam and yavam, who the like concept law? The reason why he shouldn't be designating specific, you know, assets or monies for the ksuba, which would technically free him, perhaps, free all the other assets, allow him to deal with them. He shouldn't do that. Hasam would the like concept law, the kanoi or the kanina, because in that case, yavam he never actually personally committed. Kanoi kanina is a standard clause in the person's ksuba. I commit all my assets, the kanoi, the ones that I had already acquired, or the kanina, and the ones that I will acquire. So typically, you know, standard procedure is that a husband commits all his assets, present and future assets, to his wife's ksuba. That doesn't happen by the yavam, as we explained. The yavam is not personally committed. The ksuba is typically taken from Reuven's assets. So since he didn't actually go and write this nusach, so by him taking the monies and designating those monies for his wife's Yavama's ksuba, it creates an uneasy feeling. She doesn't feel safe and secure that she'll ever get her ksuba, just in case these monies disappear. So it's not a good idea to do this. Aval hacha, but in the case of a regular husband and wife, the kosevla de kanoi, the kanina. Since he personally committed, all my current and future assets are committed to your ksuba, ema sam chadata, it's a big deal. Let him designate some monies. Because in any case, she knows, she's semichta, she's fully secure and reliant on the fact that she will have where to collect from. So it's no big deal to do this. Kamashman, the chadishes, don't do it. The Gemara later will tell us why not. Tosfos is mashma, that even when he's miyached, when he designates funds for the Yivama's ksuba, it doesn't really help. He still cannot go ahead and sell the rest of the assets that he got from Reuven. He doesn't really free up the assets, because everything is committed to her ksuba. The Mishnah continued, Girsha, ein lo elo ksubasa. So back to the Yavam, who, as we just explained, all his assets, all the assets that he got from Reuven are committed to the Yavama's ksuba. But once he divorces her, that's it. The deal is gone. He divorces her and takes her back. All she has is a regular ksuba, 200 zuz. And now he's free to sell all the assets. Because that halacha, that everything is meshubad, is only upon Yibam. But once he's done Yibam, he divorces her, it's over. Even if he retakes her, it's a new slate, a new deal. The nechasim that he got from Reuven are no longer committed to her ksuba. Gerusha in, only because he did Gerusha. Because he divorced her and started fresh. Loi Gerusha Loi, but otherwise. There's no way for him to free up the other assets. Kamash Malanka, the Rabba. This is perfectly in sync with Rabbi Abba yesterday, that you cannot go ahead and, you know, and designate some funds for the Yivama's Ksuba and free up all the other assets. Either it just doesn't work, or as we learned yesterday, because it creates Eva and animosity, she's thinking, okay, he has Gerushin in mind. In any case, it's not something that you do. Hechaz Zira, back to the Yavam and Yivama, he divorced, oh, and now he remarries again. She's like a regular wife. That what? Typically, when Reuben divorces Rachel and retakes her, she's not entitled to nuk suba. Let's say he divorced her and didn't get a chance to pay her the ksuba, and then remarries. Does she get double ksuba? One pertaining to first divorce and one pertaining to the upcoming divorce? Loyalenu? No. It's one chiv ksuba. That's the presumed mindset. I take you back, we're back to the old deal. It's all inclusive. And likewise, the Yivama, we say, Hechzira, Harika Chalanoshim, Beinol Ksubasa, we take her back. She has the same din as like a regular Isha. You don't give her a new ksuba. Rather, it's all included in the first ksuba. And in fact, the Tesis Rid is mashma, that by a Yivama you have an added chiddush. Even if he actually already paid her the ksuba, he was miyabim, divorced her, paid her the ksuba, and then decides to retake her, there's no nuchiv ksuba. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman asks, he says, the whole point of the ksuba is to avoid divorce, to make it more difficult to divorce. They're living together the second time around without any ksuba commitment. But it appears from the Gemara that the Yom could say, he can sort of claim that this is not really my personal choice, this was min ha-shamayim, and I'm just continuing. Even though I divorced, I took her back, it's sort of a continuation of the same relationship, in which case the ksuba commitment is directed at my brother's assets. And I don't need to undertake my own ksuba commitment. Hechzira, my kamash malum, says the Gemara, well, he divorced and took her back, you're telling me it's one chi of ksuba? Of course, Tanina, we already know that halacha from the regular case of a husband and wife. Hamagarish says, Yishu machzira, almanaska suba rishoyna machzira. When a husband divorces and retakes her, he's not committing to a new ksuba. It's included in the first ksuba. Why would I have to mention this halacha by the Yivama? Once we already know it by a regular husband and wife, Maudatema, perhaps there's room to differentiate. Ishta yudi iu kasav lo ksuba minei, by a regular wife. Iu kasav lo ksuba minei. Since Reuben himself personally wrote his own ksuba. So I can understand, when I take her back, it's all included in that commitment. There's no new ksuba commitment the second time around. Aval yivimta by the Yivama, it's different. The loy iu kasav lo. Since the Yavam himself did not commit personally, as we explained before, the ksuba is sort of riding on the departed brother's back. So maybe that only applies to the first time around, first marriage. But hecha the garsha v'ahadra, if he divorces and takes her back, perhaps now it's a new commitment. Eima ksubasa minei, perhaps in this case, he should be giving her own personal ksuba. He's starting fresh. It's his personal relationship, his personal commitment. Kamashman, the chiddush is no. The presumed mindset is. It's sort of a continuation of the first encounter, in which case it's all included in that chiv ksuba. Now, we explained before that a person should not be miyached, should not be designating certain funds and earmark them for his wife's ksuba. What's wrong with doing that? Amar b'yuda b'rishona, because way back, hayu kaisful nebesula masayim ulal mana mana. They would commit, 200 to the psula, 100 to the almana, but they didn't, commit all their properties as backup for the ksuba payout. Everybody was getting older and older. Nobody was marrying. Rashi explains, the women were not comfortable marrying men with that type of insecure arrangement. Maybe we'll never find, he'll never have money, you know, maybe the, Rashi says the Yerushim will hide his money, we'll never get our ksuba. So they hesitated to go get married. Ad shebo Shimon ben Shatach v'tikin, until Shimon Shatach came along, he said, kol an chasav, achron ksuvasa, he established the halacha. All of the husband's assets are committed to secure one's wife's ksuba. Tani nami hachi. We find the same in a Braisa, which describes the whole, you know, historical chain of events. But Rishonah, in the early days, Hayukais from the Basula Masayim, lo mana mana, they would commit to the Ksuba amount, but they would not really commit all their Nechasim to secure the commitment. Vayimaskinin, lo Hayunaisim Nashim, nobody would marry. Hiskinu, they established, Shiyumanichan Oisa Bevesavir. They would actually take some funds and put it sort of in a trust fund in her father's home. This way she knows she's safe and secure in terms of her ksuba collection. But it didn't really provide a proper solution. You know why? Vadain, and still, kshukais alef, he would get upset at her. He would just simply tell her, l'chi etzal ksubasech, go on, go, that's it, bye. Go find your ksuba in your parents' home, because he didn't really feel the loss. Since he had already given away that money, it was out of his hand. So it defeated the purpose. The ksuba is meant to prevent divorce and not encourage it. So what did they do? Hiskinu, they decided, shiumanichin oisu beis chomir. They would designate some funds, but they would leave it in his house. Rashi says, beis chomir, in the home of her father-in-law, basically the husband's home. So it was designated, so this way she's secure. But it was still in his possession, in which case he would feel the loss, he would have to pay it out. What did they do with that money? Ashirois, wealthy women, whose ksuba was, you know, very large in sum, they would convert it into, you know, gold or silver baskets, and it would be lying around as a sort of a guarantor of the ksuba. Anios, the less wealthy families, they would use the ksuba to purchase a vessel used for using the washroom. This is actually a copper vessel. In any case, it was sort of converted into an item and an object, which was designated for her potential ksuba. But still, it defeated the purpose. Still, if you would get mad at her, he would tell her, take your ksuba and go. You see, even though it was there and he could perhaps use it, but it was already laid out. The money was already laid out. So he wouldn't really feel the loss upon sending her out. And that goes against the grain of the whole concept of ksuba, to make it difficult to divorce. Ad shebo Shimon ben Shatach, until he came along with Tikkun, he established the ideal arrangement. Shehei kosev lo, he would commit to her in writing, instead of, you know, designating and being miyachad. No, don't do that. Just commit a general commitment. Kol nechasai achron ksubasa, all my assets are committed to her ksuba. Leave it as such. This prevented divorce, and this gave her full security and can access any of his properties, and he would feel a loss upon divorce, and that prevents divorce. Hadron Lacha Isha. Let's quickly recap today's daf. We started with a story. A younger brother, not forgetting the older brother, getting the nechasim, he says, okay, I'll split it with you. It didn't work. The Gemara concluded, a yavam can never give away any of the assets which are committed to the yavam's ksuba. Okay, yavam does yavam, he could be megarisha with a get if he wants. He could even retake her afterwards. Her ksuba goes al nechsei bala rishon, but if there's no assets from Reuven, the departed brother, then Shimon the Yavam has to back up with his own assets. We learned that if he takes her back, whether Yavam or regular Isher, she only gets one ksuba, the old ksuba. And the ideal way of committing to the ksuba is saying, kol nechosai achroin l'ksuba, so hadron l'cha Isha. All the best to you, and psuris tevis.